The following paid program does not represent the views of North Shore 104.9.
Good morning and welcome to Share the Health. This is Dr. Kevin Ziegel of Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness in North Andover. And I have a special guest host today, Ariana Barrett, who has a practice in North Andover where she practices what's called Lifeline Technique. I will let her extrapolate on that. But it's a technique that was developed by a chiropractor. And we have collaborated for quite some time relevant to dieters and patients at my practice to address the emotional component specifically of eating and dieting and weight loss. So without further ado, Ariana, I'm going to introduce you and let you do a little bio on yourself.
Thank you. Good morning, Kevin. So happy to be here. Yes, I do the Lifeline Technique created by Dr. Darren Weissman, a chiropractor and acupuncturist in Chicago, Illinois. And it works with the subconscious. So pretty much everything we say, think, and do comes from a subconscious program. So about 90 to 95% of what we say, think, and do, which is kind of scary. And the majority of those programs are downloaded when we were very young, between 0 and 6 years of age. So if you've ever seen children out and about, you can just tell they're sponges. They are just absorbing information and everything in their environment. And it's kind of like buying a new computer and then uploading software to it. So that's what's happening when we're younger. So from that point of download of a subconscious program, we then send out a radio signal or an attractor field to attract in people, places, or things to make us feel the same way that we did at that time of download. So if you're ever experiencing something you'd never choose to, it's coming from a subconscious program. So in essence, what I do with the Lifeline Technique is upload higher vibrational software to the computer of your brain. And I do that utilizing 14 different healing modalities, color therapy, sound therapy, aromatherapy, neuro-linguistic programming, EMDR, eye movement desensitization reprogramming if there's a trauma, connect with the acupuncture meridians. I don't do acupuncture during the session, but I help move the energy through the 12 different acupuncture meridians. If we think about emotions, if you look at that word emotion, it's energy in motion. So if our emotions are not honored and processed and released, they actually get stagnant. That energy gets stagnant in the acupuncture meridians and causes dis-ease, will create some havoc in the body. There are a number of other techniques that I utilize during this session, but in essence, yes, it's about emotions. And emotions affect our health in such a huge way. We are not aware of it. And one of those components is with weight and weight loss. And a lot of times when we feel we need to protect ourselves, we put weight on and it's a physical protection and barrier.
I have to say the people that I have sent to you have been extremely pleased with the results. It's a technique that's very different. Most people are not familiar with many of the modalities that you just mentioned, but it's extremely comforting and performed in a beautiful setting over in North Andover, just off the common.
Oh, thank you. And I communicate with your subconscious, so your higher self, through muscle testing or applied kinesiology, which was also discovered by a chiropractor, Dr. Michael Goodhart Jr., in I believe 1969 in Michigan. And so I communicate with your higher self or subconscious utilizing muscle testing. So if you've ever been to a chiropractor or a nutritionist, if they want to find out if a supplement will help you, they'll have you hold it up against your chest and then you'll put the other arm out and they'll push down on it. They'll say, resist, resist. And if your arm goes down, that means that that supplement is not going to help you. It actually weakens your system. But if your arm stays strong, then it will actually help your system. And it's not something we're conscious of. It's like a reflex. If you go to the doctor and he hits your knee and says, you know, don't kick, it's going to kick. It's a reflex. So muscle testing is phenomenal. And I use it all the time in my own life when I'm in the grocery store or buying supplements for myself or even deciding which crystals I want to work with during a healing session. Sometimes you don't want to muscle test for different desserts because you'll probably get a weak muscle each time because the sugar is not very good for you. But sometimes I just ignore the muscle testing. But it's a wonderful technique that anyone can use and learn how to do.
Well, you're bringing back very fond memories of chiropractic school a few decades ago, because though it wasn't necessarily part of the core curriculum, everybody was utilizing it, and they had off-campus seminars where, from a chiropractic perspective, it wasn't necessarily for testing different food and supplements, that you would challenge a vertebra that was misaligned or subluxated and push it into correction, and you would see the muscle strengthen as opposed to pushing it into subluxation where the muscle would go weak.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's really a wonderful tool that many chiropractors use, but most don't use enough. And it just kind of validates what you're doing when you are addressing a musculoskeletal problem. When did you get started doing this, you'd say, in Chicago?
I got certified in 2012. I'm also certified in six other healing modalities. I've been on this path, this journey for 15 years of daily meditating and just connecting with spirit. And I've lived in a lot of great places, Hawaii, Sedona, Arizona, Boulder, Colorado, Santa Barbara, California, just connecting with a lot of high vibrational places on this path, on this journey. And so any technique that I've been drawn to that has helped me in a profound way, I have to get certified in. And so even though I'm doing the Lifeline technique with a client, I'm bringing in the frequency or attunements that I've received for all the other healing modalities as well. So just they're with me in my presence. So I also can contribute in that way as well during a session.
And it's wonderful because you are definitely connected to the chiropractic philosophy. And that is that structure and function are intimately related. But the intangible, as you mentioned earlier, is the emotional component of disease. Mm-hmm. And whether it's disease being someone who is carrying way too much stored body fat and therefore has an elevated level of inflammation, or whatever the body might be suffering from, if the emotional component is addressed, usually typically see phenomenal results.
Yeah, the body just provides feedback. Honestly, it is always providing feedback to us based on what is going on in our life, and we can't ignore the emotional or the mental or the spiritual. It's really nice if we could, but that's not how it works, and that's usually when it gets our attention that, okay, something's out of alignment. In Chinese medicine, each organ holds a different frequency or vibration, and when that becomes out of alignment, then disease occurs. So what makes that come out of alignment? There are lots of different components, and stress is a huge one, and not dealing with our emotions or eating our emotions away. But our body will reflect that as much as we'd like to ignore, and it's doing it for our highest good. It's getting our attention in a big way, because a lot of times it's nice to ignore it, and we love to go, 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 especially in the Northeast. Just go, go, go.
I can assure you that when you ignore things, nothing good comes of it. So when we first met some time ago, and of course, we can't ignore the Long Island connection.
Long Island, yes. We're holding back the accent right now.
Not evolve into coffee talk.
Coffee talk. Linda Richman.
You have other educational background that I found very intriguing. What was the genetics
study? Yeah, so I have a hard science degree, which is interesting, doing energy work and connecting with spirit. But I love, it's my passion, blending science and spirituality. So my degree is in biology from Boston College. And right after that, I did genetic research at Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory on Long Island. Dr. James Watson, the co-discoverer of the DNA double helix, was the president of the lab. So it was pretty amazing to have that opportunity right after college, someone you've read about for years and years. And I did high throughput DNA sequencing or advanced genome sequencing in a nutshell. And we worked on a lot of different organisms, but one that I'm particularly proud of is contributing to the Human Genome Project. So genetics is really important. Yes. Mm-hmm. And one thing I loved about the Human Genome Project, so Dr. Watson has two sons and one has mental illness. He actually lived there on campus. A lot of people don't know about the story of the Human Genome Project. And it was a number of decades ago. He was very curious because of the mental illness that his son had about the human genome. And that kind of kickstarted it. And then it was a ton of people contributing to it. And they thought there are 3 billion base pairs in the human genome. And a genome is kind of like the equivalent to a blueprint of a house. It's the blueprint to our body. And so there are 3 billion base pairs. And they thought there'd be hundreds of thousands of genes after this was completed. And I was there when the rough draft was completed. And there are only 20 to 25,000 genes, which shocked them. And not only that, but okay, so what is all this other sequence about? And even the genes themselves, they don't fully understand. And this is now a long time. This is 2001, I believe, is the rough draft was completed. It's been a long time, and so they're still working with this information. And one of the fields I'm very passionate about is epigenetics, and that's the field of how the environment and our emotions, our beliefs, actually turn genes on and off, which is mind-blowing. And a lot of people are going to be like, I don't believe it, but there's some wonderful work out there if you're interested in reading about it. Dr. Bruce Lipton is a phenomenal scientist, and his book, Biology of Belief, talks all about that.
I believe that's Boston University, right? Dr. Lipton?
No, he was University of Wisconsin, I believe, and then he was at medical school. I could be wrong.
Oh, okay.
But I thought he was Midwest.
There may be another.
Oh, there might be another one.
But he was involved with epigenetics.
Yeah, and so it's just really, it's like science is now proving what so many people know, and I'm kind of at a point where I don't care to have to prove it. I know this stuff works. It's phenomenal. But if you need the hard science, if you need the proof, it's all right there. So epigenetics is wonderful. And also Dr. Candace Pert, who wrote Molecules of Emotion, she actually discovered the opiate receptor, physically locating emotion in the body. It's just phenomenal. And Louise Hay with You Can Heal Your Life, that book, that's old school. It's decades old. But it's the only book that's been on the New York Times bestseller list twice, the same book over, I think it was a 20-year period. And she, in the back of the book is a smaller book called You Can Heal Your Body, or I believe it's You Can Heal Your Body in the back of You Can Heal Your Life. And she lists every physical ailment, the emotional definition of it, and then the affirmation to say to heal it, which sounds, I know, crazy, but it's really phenomenal. If something's going on in your body, look it up in the book and read the emotional definition and you'll be blown away. It mostly resonates.
It doesn't sound crazy at all, especially if you've experienced it. When I've worked on me with the healing sessions, there's a huge change that takes place, mm-hmm. especially when you're doing an affirmation. And aren't affirmations just perhaps another form of meditation and prayer? And the effect that that has on your health can be profound.
Absolutely. We have these lenses of misperception, and we just have to come back to truth. And without sounding too woo-woo, it's about self-love. It's really about self-love. And so I just want to interject about the affirmations. A lot of times people will read them on a piece of paper. It's so profound to look into your own eyes in a mirror and read them, because you're looking into your own soul. And the reaction you'll have, it's interesting. And if there's resistance at first, keep doing it. Just keep doing it and something will shift. I've had many different experiences with that. And it really makes a difference to be actually looking into your own eyes while you're reading affirmations.
Was the book The Biology of Belief? Did you mention that one?
That's Dr. Bruce Lipton about epigenetics. So
right.
The one I was just talking about is Louise Hay's You Can Heal Your Life of the Hay House Productions. Yeah.
Right. No, it's just that, I mean,
there's
when
so
you
much
talk
out there
about holistic healthcare, and something that isn't just a drug-based therapy,
mm-hmm.
Profound changes can take place. And the idea, epigenetics, epi meaning above genetics, is that you can turn genes on and turn them off. And just because everybody in your family had a particular type of cancer, every one of your ancestors had diabetes, does not mean that you have to.
Exactly.
It may take a lot of work to
avoid
having that issue, but it's totally doable. And that's why you combine the intangible of the emotional component. I know that you were reading during one of our treatment sessions a list of words, and it seemed like every single one of them had an impact on me. And
I muscle tested to see which ones that you needed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not coincidence or by mistake that the ones that you needed to hear in order to process those emotions.
And you pronounce them so well, it's hardly believable you're from Long Island, which is great. So we are getting ready to take a break, and I wanted to thank Ariana for being here today. In the second half, we're going to be speaking about chemical sensitivity. So this is Dr. Kevin Ziegel from Integrative Wellness, Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness. I just changed the name. And I'm in North Andover, 200 Sutton Street. So we will be back right after this word from our sponsor. Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Ziegel, owner of Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness in North Andover. I know it isn't easy to lose weight, but I found a program that helped me to lose 75 pounds and taught me that a diet isn't about how much you eat as much as it is what you eat. If you're struggling to lose weight, let me show you how the weight management program that saved my life can help you reach your weight loss goals. Call 978-688-5877 or visit IdealHealthICW.com.
If you or a loved one need nursing care or medical assistance, Boston Home Health Aides LLC can provide it. With skilled nursing professionals, therapists, and healthcare workers in the comfort of your own home, Boston Home Health Aides will assess your needs, then customize a plan to meet them. Boston Home Health Aides, providing home care services throughout the North Shore. Call them at 617-264-0200 or visit bhhaid.com. Boston Home Health Aides, bringing global healthcare experts expertise to your home. Comprehensive home care. That's what Boston Home Health Aides LLC can provide you or a loved one. Their highly skilled staff of RNs, LPNs, health aides, and therapists offer a full range of services to clients throughout the North Shore, including physical therapy, med supervision, and overall care management. For more information, call Boston Home Health Aides at 617-264-0200 or visit bhha.com. Boston Home Health Aides, bringing global health care expertise to your home.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Kevin Ziegel of Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness in North Andover. And I have with me Ariana Barrett, my good friend and colleague. Chemical sensitivity, toxins in the environment is going to be the topic of discussion. We've all had the shared experience of going to the supermarket and going down the rotisserie chicken aisle, the prepared foods, and just having these heavenly smells and odors, and you're just salivating for some of the delicious food. And then you go to aisle six, where the Febreze and all the other stuff is, and it can, some people actually have to leave the store because they get violently ill. So while we're discussing toxins, they're not only things that you use for cleaning products and things that are in stores, but what's in our food supply. Ariana, you have some experience with this because you are chemically sensitive yourself. Why don't you expound a little bit, please?
I was going to say, this is a two-hour radio show, right? Like, don't get me started.
5 hours, if you'd like.
Yes, I have issues with chemicals, and chemicals have issues with me. It's kind of a blessing in disguise because they're toxic. And I kind of have a heightened alarm system, so I'm very sensitive to them. They also hold frequency and vibration that my body recognizes as not natural and does not want it. And our nervous system is the first system in the body that actually picks up on vibration and frequency. So my nervous system goes into high alert. So yes, there have been two times in my life where it has been so bad that it felt like my body was shutting down. So because of that, I did a lot of research and helped myself because unfortunately, doctors are really not familiar with this field. They call it environmental medicine. Technically, there are two experts in the country. But honestly, you have to do a lot of your own research. And there's so much out there, and there's also so much that's not out there. I have to honor my body. So a lot of people think that the Glade plugins and the Febreze sprays, it's all fine and natural. It smells great. Sure, it does. They're toxic. They're carcinogenic. We don't need it. We are so overloaded today with chemicals. Our poor bodies, both from what we're eating, as you mentioned, you know, to buy organic and then also the genetically modified stuff. That's kind of hard to avoid. But additionally, all the other stuff that we have in our lives, and it's just not necessary. So I do have gratitude for the experience and for my body to communicate to me in that way. It can be challenging at times, and I don't live in a bubble, but it can be challenging, and we don't need it. Do you remember when our grandparents would use water and vinegar to clean,
absolutely.
Lavender, lemon? There are so many products that are natural out there. There's actually one called Whatever Spray, and actually that's what it's called, Whatever. And it's all plant-based. And I actually saw it on Shark Tank, the TV show, and these friends, created it because their kids were putting everything in their mouth in the house. And it's totally plant-based, and it's actually more effective, stronger than the traditional chemicals that you buy in the store, and it's just not necessary. So, all of the chemicals are overloading our detox processes, our liver. We have, you know, two phases in our liver to detox. We just don't need it. And so one of the things that I learned that was very important, both as being a vegetarian and pescatarian for many years, is vitamin B. So about half the population cannot methylate vitamin B. It just means the body's ability to break down and utilize vitamin B.
Is that all of the B vitamins or B12 in particular?
So B12 is especially important when you're vegetarian because that mostly comes from animal source.
Right.
In third world countries where they're primarily vegetarian, they get vitamin B12 because they have more bacteria. We're very sterile, and in that bacteria is the vitamin B12. So as Americans, if you eat vegetarian, you really have to be conscious of getting vitamin B12. And the other thing about vitamin B in the body is you can store it for up to 5 years. So if you go to get a test and it's like, oh, your levels are fine, all of a sudden it can be not be fine.
Right.
So what I learned is the importance of methylated vitamin B12. And so usually when you go to the store, it comes in the cyanocobalamin form. That's the cheaper form.
Yeah.
You want to find the methylcobalamin B12. And it's more expensive. but it's worth it. And if half the population can't methylate or utilize vitamin B12, then you might as well just get the more expensive methylated vitamin B12. It has made such a difference for me. And also for, so it assists in the detox processes. It also, when people have Lyme disease, you know, some people have it, the symptoms so bad, some people don't. If you're having the symptoms so bad, and this happened to my aunt, I told her about methylated vitamin B12 and she took it and it made such a difference. It also helps people who are misdiagnosed with ALS, MS. There's just so much that helps with our nervous system is super important. And we are constantly being inundated by chemicals and other things that stress it out. The food we eat, the lifestyle we live.
So many toxins in the environment that if your liver can't detoxify them, then you're really at risk.
And then you have other symptoms that doctors diagnose in a certain way. Now, the medical system's great. I mean, it's wonderful for acute situations, as you know, and it's more curative than it is preventative or supporting health. And so doctors don't know about this, right? How are they trained? Through the prescription companies and through medical school. And so they don't talk about this. A lot of people don't know about it. So for me to have the experience, anyone that I can help, I'm thrilled in just getting the information out. And I'm not selling anything. I don't have a supplement company, nothing like that.
The big problem is you can't patent vitamin B12 or, you know, MSM. Or any of the, detoxifying, anything that occurs naturally, you know, it's pre-existing in nature, you can't patent it.
Mm-hmm.
So therein lies the problem.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's not allowed to be discussed as part of the treatment protocol.
Yeah. So to get the word out about health and what can really help some people, I mean, I was so happy when it helped my aunt who had Lyme disease. It made such a difference. And for me, myself, I'm much stronger because I switched to the methylated formula instead of the traditional.
Right.
And I know my levels of vitamin B went way low because of being vegetarian and not supplementing at that
time. So if you're compromised in your ability to detox, you're at far greater risk of walking down aisle six.
Don't go down aisle six. Don't go down aisle six.
And what you use, I just thought of something. A very good friend is suffering from mold exposure. She has black mold in her house. In fact, it got so bad that I believe she relocated her family to a hotel until the problem is completely remediated.
Yeah, that's serious stuff.
I mean, the symptoms were unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this will probably be a topic of a future episode where maybe we can invite her doctor. She's undergoing a really amazing new protocol. I forget the doctor's name, but it's it involves if you possess a certain gene, you're at far greater risk of the mold exposure.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think of all the black mold here on the North Shore, communities like that have the tall pine trees.
Oh, anywhere. I lived in Sedona, Arizona, desert, right?
No,
mold was a huge issue over there.
So getting back to your ability to process these things, we're exposed to things every day. And if your liver is not able, it's again, your pool filter. So if the filter in your pool is failing, you notice that the water gets green and murky and slimy and nobody wants to swim in it. Well, the same thing happens to your blood when your liver can't detoxify the things that are either in the food or in the aisle six or on your shelf at home for cleaning products. Do you have any recommendations for liver support that you've learned other than?
There are so many things, but again, muscle testing would be optimal, but I know milk thistle is a really great one. There are lots of different things. The other thing I want to mention is emotions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we're not dealing with our emotions, so in Chinese medicine, the large intestine is grief. If you're holding a lot of grief, your large intestine is not going to be working properly. And where do you detox a lot of the beep in the large intestine? So if that's not functioning well, then you're going to have, you're stressing your body out even more. So it's another reason why dealing with your emotions and processing is really important and releasing that stuff.
Right. Well, if we're, you know, 90% of healthcare is from the neck up. When you don't address the emotional component, of course, something's going to not resolve.
Yeah. But in terms of products, I mean, as a woman, I would say, you know, be very aware of what you put on your face, your makeup, your hair, your nail polish. I do not like formaldehyde. So formaldehyde is in so many things, so many hair products. I get nail polish that is formaldehyde and toluene free. Don't do parabens, sulfates in your shampoos. Really easy things we can do. And we have access to that here in the Northeast with all of the health food stores. There's really no excuse. Yes, it's more expensive, but in the long run, it's not, as opposed to getting really sick.
And shampoo is huge. What is it? Sodium lauryl sulfate is extremely toxic.
There's
so
much
carcinogen.
Yeah.
And it's the cheap shampoo.
Exactly.
The shampoo that costs $1 for a big bottle.
Yeah. And then, you know, your house. Make your house more eco-friendly. It's carpets, you know, the carpet adhesive has formaldehyde in it, and carpets themselves have thousands of chemicals in them. And they're kind of gross too. I mean, because you're vacuuming and a lot of stuff gets stuck in there. So if you can, do hardwood floors, and you don't need to spray your house with so many chemicals. Really go back to the basics and your body will thank you for it. In addition to laundry detergent, do the free and clear. You don't need all those chemicals. And also laundry, the dryer sheets. Those are my nemesis. Those are so toxic. My nervous system goes high alert right away. They're things we don't need. And you can get natural dryer sheets at the health food store. So again, they're just, it's about becoming educated and informed and then just making those conscious decisions, because in the end, it will help you a ton.
The chemical industry is huge, obviously, in this country, and there's a lot of impetus to include chemicals. I was always told if you see a chem lawn truck in your neighborhood, you know, go scream at the guy, because what we put on our lawns. We've had dogs over the years, and the dog can get very sick just running around on grass that's been fertilized. And the lawn may look pretty, but your entire family is getting
not
sick.
Not worth it. And AstroTurf. I don't know if you're familiar with recycling. They're recycling plastic material, so they think it's really great, this AstroTurf. So many people are getting sick. It's a carcinogen, getting cancer, you know, and there are alternatives. There really are. We just have to educate ourselves before we get sick. And too often, cancer is normal in our culture. It's not normal.
Growing up on Long Island, I think my Uncle Tony had AstroTurf on his lawn.
And two pink flamingos.
Absolutely. They were such good pets. But in all seriousness, the chemicals to which we're exposed on a daily basis, didn't you actually have to leave a place of employment because of stuff they were using?
Yes, somebody had about 4 Glade plug-ins in a small room and this soy wax thing. And she really wasn't understanding that, you know, she removed a lot of them, but she still left one. She thought it was natural. And I was like, no, the perfume in it is a chemical. So every day my nervous system would just light up, and so each exposure it gets more intense, and to the point where you can go to anaphylactic shock.
What I'm envisioning right now is all of the listeners are going under their sinks and pulling out all the toxic chemicals, throwing them in the garbage.
I hope so.
So that they end up in the neighbor's water supply.
There are alternatives, actually more potent natural alternatives.
Mm-hmm. Vinegar. Vinegar is one of the best things, and I believe it's still fairly inexpensive.
And baking
soda. Of
course,
I'm a huge advocate of apple cider vinegar for
to drink,
eating.
Yes.
Or using it as a salad dressing.
But white wine vinegar is perfect. You can use essential oils. Oh, they're amazing.
Absolutely.
And also the vibration, the frequency they hold. You can use, there's one called Thieves from Young Essential Oils, and it actually kills viruses, bacteria, fungus in the air. So it's great to have that going in your room during cold season, you know, or rubbing it on certain stuff. There's so many natural ways to heal.
I remember a young guy who was in the Cambridge Naturals. I'll give them a plug. Mm. Great health food store right down on, I think it's White Street in Cambridge. And he was very, very learned, had been studying essential oils for a long time. And he told me that the future of antibiotics, treating disease, is going to be in essential oils, because we've essentially used up so many of the
antibiotics that we're resistant to it.
And, you know, it's not about the doctors overdoing it necessarily as much as it is what's in the food supply. I'd like to thank you for being here today and invite you to come back on a regular basis.
Thank you. I'd love to.
If you have questions or suggestions for future show topics, the email is sharethehealthradio@gmail.com. The office phone number is 978-688-5877.
If anyone wants to contact me, feel free. My cell is 928-451-2561. That's the Sedona area code that I never let go. Or if you want to connect with me on Facebook, I have a public page all dedicated to holistic health.
This is Dr. Kevin Ziegel of Integrative Chiropractic and Wellness signing off for Share the Health Radio. And we look forward to being with you again next Saturday morning on North Shore 104.9.
The prior show was a paid program that does not express the views, opinions, or beliefs of North Shore 104.9, the station management, its employees, or staff.